Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Roberto Alejandro from the Afro-American newspapers. I see that you've been writing a little bit for the Afro about voter turnout. There are a lot of concerns that people have that it's going to be quite a low turnout primary election. People almost don't know there is one for various reasons. What are you finding?
Well, in 2011, the General Assembly changed the primaries for both federal and gubernatorial elections. So while historically gubernatorial primaries would have been held in September, they're being held this year for the first time in June. For organizations that are working to register voters, that gives them less time because they no longer have the entire summer, which is a pretty productive period for them because there are a lot of organizations doing events during the summer that they can reach out to in order to register voters. And a lot of people don't necessarily anticipate or are not used to having that primary in June. And so there's concern that it will reduce turnout overall.
So the newspaper is, in a sense, having a bit of a campaign here to alert people and encourage them to vote.
Well, really, it was Radio 1's Larry Young who organized an event that occurred on May 17th in order to register more voters. And we did our part to sort of get the news and word out.
Well, as a former elected official, he knows a little bit about how you turn out the vote. I'm imagining that senators and delegates, one of their major functions this year and for this primary is to do door knocking and tell people, hey, there's going to be a primary election on the 24th of June.
Yeah, I think there's definitely been a bit of difficulty in getting the word out. You know, sometimes incumbent politicians, they sort of expect to get reelected, so they're sometimes maybe not as active as registering new voters. So it's hard to say for me personally whether incumbent officials are stepping up and trying to fill the vacuum that's been left by the change.
Well, you know, it's interesting because low turnouts really do favor incumbents. I think editorially people should be pointing a bit of a finger at the mayor, for example, because it's important for the city to have a sort of a dynamic leadership in Annapolis. She's part of that, and the people that get elected to go down there are part of it. And if the turnout, if the vote is weak, then people say, well, you don't have the kind of strength that you used to have, and that, you know, it's harder to get your bills passed.
I think that's true. But at the same time, I think there's also a certain level of responsibility that the citizenry has to remain informed and to make sure they're participating. Because if you're concerned that the issues and politicians that you support won't have the sort of political muscle that they might otherwise have as a result of lower voter turnout, then I do think we have our own responsibility to make sure that we're telling our friends and neighbors are getting involved in voter registration efforts if that's something we are concerned about or are passionate about.
Roberto, there's always an issue about whether you're registered or not, and people really don't like showing up and being told they're not for whatever reason. They moved or something like that, so they're not on the rolls anymore. What should people do?
If you're not sure whether or not you're currently registered to vote, probably the best thing to do is to contact your local Board of Elections. Anybody who wants to vote in the June 24th primary needs to be registered by June 3rd.
A few more days. Okay, well, that's a good idea for going forward here if you really want to be part of it, and you should want to. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
For Roberto Alejandro, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.